And tell us about the team, and I guess first off, offensively, what are some of the things that your kids want to do?
You know, offensively, when we met over the summer and had our leadership retreat with our juniors and seniors, they came up with some really great goals, and one of those goals was to work on our passing game. And I feel that, you know, Coach Dale Doherty, our offensive coordinator, Coach Jeff Wimp, our passing game coordinator, they've been able to put some really good things together this year for us. And, you know, having a receiving core of Jason Fisher, Marcus Woods, and Casey Tibbetts, Isaiah Brewer, Stephen Coper, they've really helped us out, you know, and have gotten our passing game going this year, which is, you know, one of those goals that the team set, and I'm very happy with them being able to achieve that goal and have success with that.
Then defensively, what are some of the things you're trying to do there? I know you mentioned before we started talking, you're a little bit like Huron, where you got to have a couple guys go both ways.
Yes. You know, what we're trying to work on with our defense, so we changed the scheme up. Last year, Coach Tony Keene and myself worked together to put together the defense, and this year I sort of passed the reins off to Coach John Pearson and Coach Keene to really focus on to put what's going to be best for the athletes that we have and put us in the best spots to make stops. And you know it's rough a few times where we've put our defense in some bad spots, but you know they've been playing every snap. They don't give up, and you know it's great for me to see that as a coach, is that their willingness to continue to grow and develop as the season goes on. It makes me proud to be able to be there to watch that with them.
Now, Huron Tigers come in, and tell us your scouting report on Huron.
You know, they have a lot of formations, and they put some guys in some different spots that you know, potentially could pose a challenge for us. But the coaches this week, they've really focused on pretty much the crawl before you walk to run. And you know, our crawl stage was breaking down the film, making sure we saw who their key players are going to be, and then you know, walking through and setting up game plans and schemes and things. And with our defense, you know, it's making sure we have our guys in the right spots, and to be able to identify what we've been able to watch on film and identify those formations that associate with the top 30, 40, 50% plays that they run out of those formations. And that's what it's going to come down to for us, is just making stops on those big plays, making sure we can get off the field, our defense can get off the field and not have to be run down throughout the entire game.
And I'm sure it's nice to play at home. You've only had one home game so far, but I see it's three in a row now starting tonight.
Yes, it's going to be great to be back in front of our fans, our community, have that support, you know, and just playing on your home field. It does it brings a different energy level to your players, and you know, the crowd getting into the game and supporting all these guys. It's great that we get, you know, three in a row at home to be able to do that. And you know, tonight our homecoming, so to get that pulse in the air as well, it's really going to be great for our boys. It's going to be a challenging game, however, you know, I'm happy to have the guys homecoming here and the community to get behind them and to really support them.
Will Velez, head coach, Douglas Patriots. We'll talk to Huron Tiger coach Drew Strand next on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95. This Huron Tiger moment is wrestling. The Tigers have a rich wrestling history, including eight wrestlers that have went through seasons undefeated. Thad Oviatt, 1964, Dale May, 1967, Tom Richter, 1972, Randy Andrews, 1976, Shane Peters, 1994, Scott Beekman, 2002, Dustin Walraven, 2008, Bailey Schoenfelder in 2016.
The Huron Tiger scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV are your home for Huron Tiger Sports.
We continue our pregame report. Huron Tigers at Douglas. We're in Box Elder for high school football. Huron comes in with a record of 2-3. Fell at Aberdeen last week, a long night with the lightning delay. And Coach Adele, two halves, first half for the most part, thought defense played well. Two plays, though, resulted in 10 points for Aberdeen. Offense moving the ball between the 30s most of the night, but again, we got to finish off a few drives and get early momentum when we can.
Yep, I mean, we got to do a better job, whether it's play calling or executing our own plays. You know, we didn't do a very good job against Aberdeen just of executing our plays, especially when we got inside of the 30. We just got to continue to rep those plays and get better at them and, you know, come out and just try to be perfect every play, every series that we have this week.
And the second half there, again, we had about an hour, a halftime, basically, because of the lightning delay. But the second half, I think we fell into Aberdeen's trap. They want to control the ball. That's what they did. Defense was out on the field too long.
Yeah, I mean, they made some adjustments. They came out and they tried to block us a little bit different, and they were doing it, and our kids just kind of got tired on defense there, just from being, you know, getting shut down on offense, which that's hard for our kids playing both ways to go back out on defense once you get stopped on offense. I know we missed an early touchdown pass to wide-open C.J. Gainey back in the corner there coming out that second half, so we just got to execute those plays better, and we just got to focus on what we do and not do our own jobs or do our own things out there. We got to figure out what we need to do for that play call and just run it 100% and be perfect with it.
Positive that came out last week. I thought it was our best night so far this year running the ball. Cashin went over 100 yards.
Yep, did a fantastic job. I told the old line, you know, watching film against Aberdeen, when we ran our zone play, they did it almost perfection, and that's what happens when they run it correctly. Now, if we can just clean up the other run game stuff and they can figure out how to run those, I think these guys will open up a lot more run holes for us and a lot more rushing yards will come from that.
Now we go out to Douglas, and one thing, I don't know how much it makes a difference, but this will be the first of 2 weeks in a row playing on a grass field. I think we play two games on grass every year. Is there any equipment difference? Are the shoes changed, or you just go out and play?
No, I mean, we just go out and play now. I think with how they make turf, you know, it's not like carpet anymore, so you just use your regular cleats on it. If anything, I see a lot of guys flipping more on turf just because it's a little more matted down with the rubber. So grass, you get a little bit of that slip just because you don't have that, but it seems like they get a little bit better grip most of the time just on grass just because the turf is a little more slipperier. So, you know, it'll be all right. We just go out and play and got to do our thing.
Now, Douglas, they opened the season with a win over Belle Fouche and then have lost four in a row. They've only played at home once, but, you know, they're a young team. Coach Velez in his second year, and, you know, he's still trying to get his system instituted.
Yeah, I mean, he's kind of the same way where it's all new stuff or whatever he's trying to teach them guys. And, you know, it's tough to get these kids to understand what you want to do and try. So, you know, they're making progress. I can see on film, and they're doing what they want to do and staying true to who they want to be, and that's exactly what we said we're going to do. You know, we got to stay true to who we are. We got to come out and, you know, show our stripes and just do what we got to do to win.
And tell us about Douglas talking to Coach Velez there. Sounds like they want to try and pass the ball, get that passing game going if they can.
Yeah, I mean, our defense loves when teams try to throw the ball, so that's kind of our strong suit of where we can do and kind of play more free. So, you know, that'll be exciting if that's the way they come out, just for our defense. But, you know, we're looking to try to, you know, we've been kind of almost 50-50, I think, as I look at it, or 60-40 for our game. So we're just trying to mix up our game a little bit as well.
And finally, finish. I think that's the theme. We just felt not only last week in Aberdeen, but a couple other games this year where we're just not finishing off drives. We're moving the ball. We're getting some good field position. But more too often, we're just not finishing it out. You know, it really stuck out against Aberdeen.
Yep, I mean, a lot of these guys now have played for a year and a half. So, you know, we should be running this stuff to perfection. We got to finish our drives and we got to do our own jobs and figure out what we have to do to come out with a touchdown instead of stalling out there. You know, we just got to, this week, we're working on trying to be perfect and finish our drives. You know, just like you said, finish, finish, finish. That's our goal coming out with every drive we have and every defense. We want to finish and stop them. So, you know, we just got to continue to do that and look good doing it.
Drew Strand, head coach here on Tiger Football. Lineups and some flip opening kickoff on the way on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Huron Tigers scoreboard update is brought to you by Kurtz Heating and Cooling in Huron.
When is the right home truly the right home? This is Reg Kleinsasser with the Real Estate Connection. First, can you afford it? Beyond the purchase price, you need to consider utility costs, maintenance costs, and property taxes. All of these factors add to the actual cost of a new home. Does the home meet your needs? Buying a large house when your kids are heading off to college in a few years or paying for a view of the lake when you are hardly home probably doesn't make sense. At the Real Estate Connection, we are dedicated to helping you find a home that meets your needs without breaking your budget. We're ready to help you find the right home today. Give us a call, 352-1300, or visit our website, realestatehuron.com.
South Dakotans, due to the recent flood, hail, and windstorms, many of you have damage and are in need of making repairs. When it comes to making the decision of who to hire to complete the repairs, you should always check with the Department of Revenue to ensure they're licensed to do business in South Dakota. And you should check with Consumer Protection to see if any complaints have been filed against the company. And finally, never sign anything until you read all the details. Rule of thumb, when someone knocks on your door to sell you a product or service, they need to provide you with a three-day right to cancel. Go to consumersd.gov and look under Transient Vendors or call 800-300. 1986. We're minutes away from play-by-play. Let's meet the Huron Tigers.
My name is Payne Bischoff. I am number 14 for the Huron Tigers, and I play wide receiver.
Caston Caudill, number 15, running back, outside linebacker.
Ethan Bush, number 21, wide receiver and safety.
Gavin Moding, number 23, wide receiver and defensive back.
CJ Ganey, number 18, wide receiver, defensive back.
Tyson Fitzer, number 24, wide receiver, linebacker.
Holden Haig, number 32, middle linebacker, tight end.
Ethan Olson, 42, safety, running back.
Okay, two, number 51, offensive line, defensive end.
William Davis, 54, PN, and left tackle.
Jake Shear, 60, O-line, D-line.
Locker Pro 2, 65, offensive and defensive lineman.
Connor Johnson, 75, right guard, DN.
D. Jackson Reno, number 78, O-line, D-line.
Brian Ramirez, a.k.a. Chumley, number 79, offensive guard and nose tackle.
Nick Kleinsasser, number 89, and kicker.
Here's two-time South Dakota Sportscaster of the Year and the voice of the Huron Tigers, Jeff Duffy.
And again, good evening, everyone. We are back at Douglas High School on Ellsworth Air Force Base, the address Box Elder, South Dakota. Getting set for high school football, Tigers and Patriots. Getting the lineups announced at this time. Here's the starting offense for Douglas. Again, their head coach, Will Velez, he has second year. Along the O-line, the center is Paul Klein. The guards, Lucas Giersberg, Sylvan Kent. The tackles, Cannon Shea and Wyatt Hill. Wide receiver is Marcus Woods. The tight end, Jason Fisher. Three running backs. I think they do like to run that double wing yet. Taylen Rice, Isaiah Brewer, and Stephen Culper. Then the quarterback is junior Aiden Russell. Here on Tigers, head coach Drew Strand will start on the O-line. The center, senior, the Jackson Reno. The guards, Chumley, Brian Ramirez, and Connor Johnson, both seniors. The tackles, senior Liam Davis and sophomore Hunter Fenske. Three wide receiver set again, senior C.J. Ganey, junior Logan Leyendecker, and senior Gavin Moding. Tight end is junior Bubba Peterson. The running back is senior Cashin Caudill, and the quarterback is junior Colton McNeil. Those are the starting lineups for each team, and trying to see what Douglas is doing down there. They got a tunnel for them. Never seen the team come out. I think they're actually introducing the cheerleaders at this time. Our officials for our game are backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Officiating our game tonight, James Harvey is the referee. Larry Reinhart, the umpire. Dave Dahl, the back judge. Marty Beasley, the linesman, and Justin Eckerin is the line judge. They are the law on the field. They're backed by the South Dakota Attorney General Office Consumer Affairs Division. Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I think there is one or two games that have started early. Now, it is just not quite 6 o'clock out here, but, of course, we're staying on Central Time. I have to just for a timing at back at the radio station. But in 11-AAA, Roosevelt is leading Rapid City Central 40-0 in the third quarter. O'Gorman and Jefferson, oh, I guess they got started early. They're tied at 7 early in the fourth quarter. Halftime, Harrisburg leads Sioux Falls, Washington, 13-7. Those are some AAA scores. Mitchell and Spearfish, they got an early start time out in Spearfish, and Mitchell and Spearfish are tied at 14 late in the first half. And that is your Kurtz Heating and Cooling scoreboard update. I do have the video stream going. Hopefully it looks okay. They still have the same windows here in the press box at Douglas is kind of glazed, and it's just blurry to look through, but I got the iPad at the best angle I can. Now, one good thing in the past when we've had games here, Douglas has wore blue jerseys with red numbers outlined by white. Basically, they were very hard to identify the numbers. They do have new jerseys here now for the Patriots. They're basically black with white numbers, then have some blue trim and blue pants with the red and white striping. So a little easier to see those Douglas numbers here. Looks like we're ready for the anthem. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes. We're getting closer to the kickoff here. 2 minute timeout on Dakota Sports, Tiger 95.
Hi, I am Tyson Lean. As a college wrestler, I push my body to the limit every day. But after a few injuries, I started to feel like I wasn't performing at my best. That's when I turned to Carr Chiropractic and their team of experts. Through a combination of adjustments, rehab, and natural supplements, I was able to recover faster, reduce my pain, and improve my overall performance on the mat. Whether you're an athlete or just looking to improve your health, I highly recommend giving Carr Chiropractic a try.
Ghost Energy is the fully transparent, fully loaded, feel-good energy drink you've been waiting for. No sugar, no artificial colors, epic focus, complete performance. Pick up a can of Ghost Energy distributed by Elwine Brothers at Fair City Foods, Carlson's, Super X, Southside, Freedom, DJ's Travel Center, Lewis Drug, Thunderbird, and Corner Pantries in Huron. Elwine Brothers wishes the Huron Tigers best of luck. Go Tigers! The school year places a heavy demand on your child's eyes and vision. Make sure your child has an annual back-to-school comprehensive eye exam. A child's physical development, academic, and athletic performance are all largely dependent on their vision. As children grow older, their eyes grow too. 80% of everything a child learns is through their visual pathways. So unnoticed visual problems can impact a child's capacity to learn. Don't put off your child's eye exam. Schedule an appointment with Dr. Kyle Porish today. The Nordby Center for Recreation in Huron is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Hey, we are ready to go as we... And we are back here at Douglas High School getting set for the opening kickoff. I have no idea what's going on up here, but I'm having a rebooting problem. But hopefully we are going over the air right now, and we'll kind of bear with it here. But in any case, we are ready to go, and the Tigers will kick off to the Patriots to get this game underway. And here on Douglas, let's see, back deep to receive, Taylen Rice. And I believe the other back is Stephen Coper, as Nick Kleinsaucer will kick the ball away for the Huron Tigers. So ready to go. We're right at 1 minute after 6 o'clock, KIJV, AM-FM Huron. And Kleinsaucer to kick the ball away. Huron looking right into the setting sun right now, too, as the field basically runs east and west. Kleinsasser with the kick, end over end, and will be fielded. Oh, now it goes between the two receivers, now picked up at the 11 and going to be dropped right there by special teams. As not trouble handling the ball there downfield for Douglas, and they'll be pinned deep back in their own territory. Mason Juergens was in on the stop. He had some help from his friends as well. But Douglas going to start deep in their own territory. Looks like right at their own 10-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for the Douglas Patriots. Douglas comes with a pistol formation, two backs in the backfield, hand off to the second man through, gets a little room up the middle, maybe to the 14, then just stacked up by a number of Huron Tiger defenders. That was Culper on the carry for the Patriots, put it up to about the 13-yard line, gain of 3. It'll be second and 7 for the Douglas Patriots from their own 13-yard line. Stay in that pistol formation. Bobbled snap, and Culper gets in the backfield, but there's a lot of traffic, and he's going to be dropped for a loss. As in there, Hunter Fenske getting off that pile, but he had plenty of help from there as well. Colby Hofer was probably the first man in on the play. And maybe got back to the line of scrimmage. Looks like it's a loss of 1. It's going to be 3rd and 8 from the 12-yard line, so a chance for the Tiger defense to force Douglas into a punt deep in their own territory. 3rd and 8 from the 12-yard line. They spread the field, roll out for the quarterback Thompson. He's got Hofer after him, and he'll go down at the 9. Colby Hofer with the sack. It was a rollout, and Hofer came in unblocked on the play, and Douglas will have a 3-and-out to open up the game as he was put down back at the 9-yard line. Loss of 4 on the play, and Huron can envision some good field position here with Douglas. Culper kicking from his end zone, Moting is back deep to receive. I believe Ganey is the other. Twins back there to receive for Huron. And high snap, but Culper down with it, and Huron not pressuring. High kick, wobbly, will bounce at the 40, and then Ganey picks it up at the 43. Coming up the right sideline, reverses field. He's past the 30, and be great field position for the Huron Tigers inside the Douglas 30-yard line. We're just underway, played not quite 2 minutes, and Huron will have the ball for the first time. First and 10 for Huron from the Douglas 29. Now, these are the situations that Huron needs to get better at. When you have a good, when you get yourself good field position, you need to take advantage of it. It'll be first and 10, shotgun for McNeil with Caudell right beside him. Here comes Moting in motion. He'll take the flip, going wide to the left, Caudell leading. Moting still turning the corner, gets to that far sideline, then slipped as he was trying to make his cut. He'll be very close to the first down. He ran a long ways and got 9, maybe 10 yards on the play. Gain of 9. It'll be 2nd and 1 for Huron from the 20-yard line of Douglas. Huron, an early scoring opportunity. Early in the ball game, after Douglas went 3-and-out, they botched the kick return and had bad field position. Receivers left and right, Moting in a slot. He comes in motion again and again. Now he flips it back, and I think they're supposed to throw it to McNeil, who's wide open on the near sideline. Touchdown. It was slow in development, but it does come up with the score. I believe that was Ganey that threw the ball across the field on the throwback. And Huron will get into the end zone quickly here with 9:13 to go. Was not pretty from an execution standpoint, but it was a touchdown, and Huron up 6-0, and Kleinsasser will kick the extra point. So McNeil catches the touchdown, and I believe that was Ganey. Kleinsasser to kick the extra point. It is up. It is good. Huron 7, Douglas 0, 9:13 to go, first quarter. Timeout of 30 on Dakota Sports.
30 stores in 12 states. Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Well, Huron quickly in the end zone, and just a note for Nate back at the studio, I can hear again, so that's a good thing. Yeah, I did confirm it was C.J. Gainey that threw the throwback touchdown to McNeil, so Huron comes out with a trick play again. The execution was far from perfect as Moding came on that jet sweep, then flipped it to C.J., and there was a little traffic there, but McNeil was all alone by about 20 yards. And hauled it in for the score. Squib kick this time by Kleinsaucer, and they're going to whistle it dead, and I think, yep, we have an encroachment on the Huron Tigers. Basically, somebody took off before the kick was booted. So that'll be our first penalty of the game, and it will be a five-yard mark off against the Huron Tigers. And Kleinsaucer will boot the ball now from his own 35-yard line. You don't see that called off, and usually for most officiating crews, it needs to be egregious before they'll really call it. Here on up 7-0, we played not quite 3 minutes here of the first quarter. And Kleinsaucer will boot it here now for a second time, third time total. Now he puts some air under it this time, going to angle to the near sideline, and will roll out of bounds. So Douglas will get the ball at the 35-yard line, so better field position for the Patriots after the kick goes out of bounds. Officially a penalty, but I usually don't mark it down. You don't, can't really say that they lost yardage on the play. But Douglas will have the ball first and 10 at the 35-yard line, so a little better field position for quarterback Aiden Russell. Douglas ran the ball twice, and then on third down, a sack by Colby Hofer stopped that first drive. And first and 10 for the Patriots. They're in that pistol eye. Hand off, second man through Coper. He's going to turn the corner, but he'll be caught behind the line for a loss. Catch and Caudell grabbed him around the waist as Coper tried to bounce it out. That's going to be a loss of 4 on the play. It'll be second down and 14 for Douglas back at their own 31-yard line. So far, the front seven for Huron's been very active as Douglas hasn't been able to get a whole lot going. On second down, they'll stay in that pistol eye. Second and 13, a little shift in the backfield. And there's a fumble on the play. Russell tried to fake the handoff, and it got knocked free between the two Douglas players. Douglas did get back on top of it, though. They lose another 2 yards on the play. It's going to be third and 15 for Douglas back at their own 30-yard line. We're early on. Huron already up 7-0 in the first quarter. And the Douglas Patriots faced with a third and long. Once again, they'll come slots left and right. Empty backfield. Russell at quarterback. Brings a man in motion. That's Coper and rollout. And Russell under pressure, and he's going to be brought down at the 21. Another sack for the Huron Tigers. That was Holden Haig that got in there that time, I believe. Yep, Holden Haig with the second sack of the first quarter for Huron, and that backs Douglas all the way back to the 23-yard line, so a loss of 7. So two sacks for the Huron Tigers, and Douglas will have to punt here for a second time. We're still not 5 minutes into the game, and Coper will punt with Gainey and Moding back deep to receive. Long count by Douglas. Good snap. Huron really not rushing it. It'll be a line drive kick and stepping up and bobbled. Moding will, or excuse me, that's That's not Moding making the return that time. Landon Hull, Steve, bobbled it a bit, but then did get some decent yardage in here and will set up again in Douglas territory, first and 10 at the 46-yard line of the Patriots. 6:58 to go, first quarter. Here on up 7-0, and again have a good field position. First and 10 for Huron from the Douglas 46-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil, and Caudill will come to the right following Reno. He'll turn the corner and got tackled from behind at about the 41-yard line. Over there defensively for Douglas, Talon Rice along with Jason Fisher. Still a gain of 5, second and 5 for the Tigers from the Douglas 41-yard line. Huron again setting up with good field position, need to take advantage of it. Shotgun for McNeil, wing left, slot right. And a ball faking straight up the middle. McNeil, he's got room. He's got the 35, turns the corner, and then goes out of bounds. That'll be a first down for the Huron Tigers. First down officially of the game for Huron, and McNeil just did the play action to Caudill and then just went straight up the middle, and he's all the way up to the 31-yard line. That's a gain of 10 for McNeil, and first and 10 Huron from the Patriot 31-yard line. Shotgun again, normal formation, and up the middle goes Caudill, puts a shoulder down and gets some extra yardage after contact. He gets tackled by three Patriots, but still at least 5 on the play. Tackle made by the Patriots, number 54, Sylvan Kent. There's a penalty marker on the far side of the field, so let's stop and check and see what that's about. For now, it's an 8-yard gain for Caudill. I think it's a sideline warning on Huron, I believe. Next one, yep, so the play will count. It's just a warning. Next time, it'll cost Huron some yardage. Gain of 8, second and 2 from the 23-yard line of Douglas. Huron again in good scoring position. Shotgun for McNeil. He wants to pass for the first time. Down the middle, and it is almost, is it intercepted? It is intercepted. It was bobbled a couple of times. Nice play jumping into the passing lane was Kaysen Tibbetts. A big play there for Douglas. They really needed it. And with 5:10 to go in the first quarter, the threat is extinguished by the Patriots. Again, they're deep in their own territory, but they'll get the ball back first and 10 at their own 9-yard line with 5:10 to go here in the first quarter. 7-0 Huron as they miss on an opportunity there. Pistol eye on the first and 10. Second man through Coper, and he tries to bounce it off, and now he's in even more trouble. He's going to be tackled inside the 5. There was a big surge up the middle by the Tiger front, and then he tried to bounce it out, but then the left corner came over there, and I believe that was Gainey making the tackle. And the loss is back to the 4-yard line, so that's a loss of 5. Second down and 15 for Douglas at the 4-yard line. 4.5 minutes to go, first quarter. Huron up 7-0. They go pistol formation on second and long. Russell's going to throw long to the near sideline, intercepted by Moding. That was just up there for anybody to grab, and Moding looked like he was the intended target on the play. Douglas, they're trying to go to their big tight end, Jason Fisher, but an easy pick for Gavin Moding, his second of the season. And just like that, Huron back in business with 4:22 to go in the first quarter and the ball deep in Douglas territory. First and 10 for Huron from the 29-yard line of Douglas. Two receivers left, one right, wing right on the first and 10 play, and going to throw it short, and the pass off the hands of Lion Decker, just trying that simple out. Incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 for the Huron Tigers. 4:19, the clock stopped here. We're in the first quarter. Entire game has been on the Huron side of the 50-yard line. I guess the last punt for Douglas did go on the Huron side of the 50, but the return put it back in Douglas territory. Second and 10 from the 29-yard line. Huron in with the good field position and handoff. Novus kept again by McNeil, going off that left side. Faked me out. He faked it up the middle to Caudill, and then he pulled it out. And, boy, he had a lot of room around that left corner, and he'll get the first down. Again, he fooled me, that's for sure. And a first and 10 for Huron, second first down here in the first quarter for Huron as they put the ball all the way down to the 17-yard line. Gain of 12 on the play for McNeil. First and 10 for Huron from the 17, inside of 4 minutes to go, first quarter. Shotgun for McNeil, handoff up the middle. Caudill puts the shoulder down, and he's close to the 10-yard line. He'll get at least five out of that. And it'll be second down for Huron. Gain of six, second and four for Huron from the 11-yard line. Second and four, and two receivers left. We have a wing to the right. Shotgun for McNeil. McNeil will hand it off. Caudill trying to turn the corner. He runs into traffic, and he's going to be bulldogged down back at the 16 for a loss. Played nicely by the Douglas Patriots. The left corner there, Marcus Woods, made the stop. And Huron's going to lose just about all that yardage. It's going to be third and nine for Huron back at the 16-yard line. Huron changes some personnel here. We're down to 2:50 to go in the first quarter. And we're taking a long time. We may get a timeout here, and we do. Timeout here on 2:46 to go in the first quarter. Here on up 7-0. They face third and long from the Douglas 16. We'll take a break of 30 on Dakota Sports.
The new era in orthopedic care. HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Huron uses a timeout. I think the play clock was probably running down. It'll be third and nine from the 16-yard line for Huron. Huron comes out with trips left, one receiver right, shotgun. McNeil going to roll it to the left. Looking. Now he's under pressure, and he's going to be sacked back at the 24. Just took too long to get that in motion, and there was a number of Patriots over there. Going to give the sack to number three, Taylen Rice. Loss goes back now to the 24-yard line. Huron's going to have a fourth and about 18. Back at the 24, so look promising here, but now Huron's lost yardage on their last two plays, including giving up a sack. Fourth and 19 for Huron from the 24. McNeil straight drop, flag on the play, and they're going to whistle it dead. Procedure on Huron. That'll be another 5 yards. Set up fourth and 24 for Huron. Two penalties, 10 yards on the Tigers. And here we're back to what we've seen so often this year. Huron having opportunities and then sputtering when they get into scoring position. They still have a chance here. But it's fourth and forever here now. Fourth and 24 back at the 29-yard line for Huron. Two receivers right. Shotgun for McNeil on fourth down. McNeil straight drop. Here comes the blitz. He's going to roll it to the right. Turns the corner. He's going to throw to the corner, and that's going to be out of bounds. I think Moding caught it, but they're going to say he was out of bounds. Now, McNeil had room to run, but I don't know that he would have got the first down out of it. So the Douglas defense holds again, and with a minute 43 to go in the first quarter, Huron still leads 7-0, but that's twice now deep in Douglas territory. where Huron has not been able to come up with points. Now Douglas will have the ball first and 10 at their own 29-yard line. Each quarterback has thrown a pick here in the first quarter. First and 10 for the Patriots at the 29-yard line. They'll go pistol eye again. Shotgun for quarterback Aiden Russell. And second man through. There's some room. And a big carry there coming off the left side. Carry coming off the left that time by Kaysen Tibbetts. That'll be a gain of 7, maybe 8 yards on the play. Best offensive play for Douglas tonight. Gain of 7, and it'll be 2nd and 3, really more like 2nd and 2 from the 37-yard line. Minute 14 to go, first quarter. Here on up, 7-0. Wing right, and a bad snap. It's all the way back, and Huron will make the tackle deep. Bad snap, and then the back was backpedaling. Caudell came in and just dropped him for a huge loss all the way back to the 22-yard line. That's going to be a loss of 15 on the play. I believe that was Taylen Rice that was trying to handle that snap. And it's going to be 3rd and 18 for Douglas back at their own 22-yard line. Now Douglas wants a timeout. 38 seconds to go, first quarter. Here on 7, Douglas 0. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family-owned for 6 generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
38 seconds to go, first quarter. Huron 7, Douglas 0. Huron's had 2 great scoring opportunities, but failed on, or have had 3 opportunities to score, only converted on one of them. That was their first one on a trick play. But again, the entire first quarter has been played down on Douglas's end of the field. And the Patriots now with a 3rd and 18 at their own 22-yard line. It looks like taking the snaps now is number 3, Taylen Rice. As he's got an empty backfield. Huron's coming on the blitz. Rolling it out right now. That is Russell on the throw, and he's going to throw deep. And, oh, he's got the receiver down that far sideline, and he could go the distance all the way. Touchdown. Russell rolled it out. The Huron back went for the tip. Didn't get it. It was caught by number 30. Marcus Woods, and he takes it 78 yards for the touchdown. Well, Tigers tried to go for the tip, didn't get it. And that was costly as the Patriots score, and there was nobody back to help out on the play. And the Patriots are an extra point away from tying the Huron Tigers after a big play, 78 yards on the touchdown. Coper is the place kicker for the Patriots. Snap is there. The kick is up, and it is good. We're tied at 7 late first quarter. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dip cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.
Dakota Sports KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Well, maybe a wake-up call for the Huron Tigers. They score right away, had chances to really put Douglas in a hole, but failed to convert on 2 different drives. Now Douglas is hit on a big play. And we are tied at 7 with 23 seconds to go in the first quarter. Douglas now will kick off to Huron. And I believe Ganey is back deep to receive. Bubba Peterson might be the other man back. Again, through these glazed windows, it's hard to see. Thackeray Hansen, I believe, is out for the night with an injury. He would normally be back there on kickoff duty. And Douglas now has it tied, and they will kick the ball away. High end over end. And stepping up will be Ganey at about the 13-yard line. Coming up the middle of the field, turns the corner, flags all over the place as Ganey breaks free to the 45, up to the 50. But this is going to come back as two flags come out against the Huron Tigers back at the 30-yard line. So instead of up to the 50, Huron's going to be bottled back first and 10, probably inside the 20. Ganey again got it all the way out to the 50-yard line, but Goddell, he must have been the man involved in the infraction because he's asking the official what he did. Penalty markers at the 31, it looks like, officially, so they could walk off a 15-yarder from here, if that's what it is. Now they're walking it off from about the inside the 30. Hold is what they call, so it's a 10-yard penalty on Huron. Third penalty, 20 yards, and Huron will start this possession. Their first snap on their own end of the field, first and 10 at the 19-yard line. 14 seconds to go. And straight up the middle, Caudill weaves through traffic, past the 25, up to about the 27, maybe 28-yard line. Gain of 7 or 8, it'll be second down, but clock will run out, and that will end our first quarter. We're tied at 7 after 1. We'll take a break of 1 minute, 1 minute on Dakota Sports.
Are they growing like you expect? At Dakota Land Feeds, their experienced feed consultants can help you be sure your cattle are getting everything they need to perform and what will help you increase your bottom line. Let Dakota Land Feeds help formulate the right ration to fit the needs of your cattle, whether you have growing calves, feedlot cattle, yearlings, or beef cows. Dakota Land Feeds has feed consultants across the territory to help serve you. See your local Dakota Land Feeds dealer today.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
You're listening to the Huron Tigers on Dakota Sports KIJV.
Second and 2 for Huron from the 27-yard line. First snap of the second quarter, tied at 7. McNeil will again hand off up the middle, and boy, drop for a loss that time. His Caudill is knifing in there, was Kaysen Tibbetts. Going to be a loss of a yard on the play. Now it's third and 3 for Huron back at the 26, actually the 25-yard line. So just underway in the second quarter, Huron had a strong start, but again, not finishing drives is biting the orange and white again. Now they got a third and 4 from the 25. McNeil, play action, going to wheel it out to the left side. Moting had to keep his balance, turns the corner, and he's not going to get there. Moting kind of went down into the splits there, so that lost some of the timing there, and that allowed the defenders to get out there for Douglas Tibbetts along with Isaiah Brewer. No gain on the play, and Huron's going to have to punt the ball for the first time. So fourth down, back deep to receive for Douglas is Stephen Coper. Well, they're changing some personnel as Huron showing that they're going for it here on fourth and 4. Interesting choice here, fourth and 4 for Huron, and showing that they're going for it, and they do. And throwing over the middle, and it's complete to Ganey, just a quick post route there. And the ball came out quick before Douglas could even react to it, and Huron does get the first down, gambling, going for it at their own 25. Gain of 9, it'll be first and 10 for Huron from their own 34-yard line. Two receivers left, one right, and hesitation. Handoff up the middle is Caudill. Drags the tackle forward to about the 38-yard line.
Run is your ultimate destination for fun and fitness. Challenge yourself and get fit with a fitness class that fits your schedule. The Nordby Center offers water classes, weight and cardio classes, bicycle spin classes, and more. Group fitness classes are led by the Nordby Center's expert instructors. Sign up for a fitness class today. The Nordby Center for Recreation, where the fun never ends.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
And we are back here. I have no idea what's going on with this board, but I keep getting that villain sound effect to come out. And long touchdown there by Cash and Caudill. And here on the first carry there for the Patriots, the run by Kaysen Tibbetts. Going to be a loss of two on the play, and it's going to be second down and 12. So each team's hit on a big play here now as the Tigers, again, went for it on fourth and five, got it up to the 34, so that made a 76-yard touchdown run was the run there for Cash and Caudill. And we go first and, or second and 12. There's the flip out. Fumble, or no, not a fumble. Somebody's helmet came off. I thought it was a fumble. It was a bubble screen out there to the tight end, Jason Fisher. And I saw something come off. It was C.J. Gainey's helmet when I thought it was the ball. But some positive yardage there for Douglas. And they will get about 7 yards back. It's going to be third and five, third and four for Douglas from the 30-yard line. Pistol formation here on crowding the line and handoff straight up the middle, and it should be a first down as going straight up the middle was Kaysen Tibbetts. That was just some power football on the part of the Patriots, and they have a first down up to the 40-yard line, gain of five. First down of the game for Douglas. We're at 8:23 to go in the first half, and Huron now leading again at 14-7. In the pistol formation and rolling out, Russell going to throw in the middle, got a man wide open, but intercepted. Second time for Moding. Moding back to the 50. He'll be tackled at 49, and man, oh man, was the man open for Douglas, but the ball was underthrown. Moding picks it off, his second pick of the first half, and Huron will have the ball. 8:07 to go here in the first half. And they'll have it first and 10 right at the 50-yard line. So Moding with two interceptions here in the first half. And it'll be first and 10 for Huron right at the 50-yard line. Shotgun for McNeil. In motion comes Moding. They'll flip it to him. Moding on the jet sweep to the right. Trying to turn the corner. Now does 45 and steps out of bounds. Runs into some of his own teammates, and a flag came out. There might have been a late hit on the part of Douglas as a couple of Patriots look to be very far out of bounds. So Moding's going to advance the ball up to the 43. So that's a gain of seven. And I assume we'll add on another 15 on a late hit here. Personal foul on Douglas. For the Patriots, their first penalty, 15 yards. And that'll give Huron the first down, fourth first down here of the first half for Huron. And that will put the ball just inside the 30 at the 29. First and 10 Huron from the 29. And handoff, Caudill up the middle, bounces off, and now on his move, more dragging a guy inside the 20. Caudill, some stuff moving, and he was literally having a Douglas linebacker being drugged behind him. Going to be close to the first down. And it looks like it is a first down, gain of 11 for Caudill. He's over 100 yards already. Going to be first and 10 from the 18-yard line for Huron. Driving again here, 7:36 to go in the first half. Huron up 14-7. And inside the red zone again. Here's the flip out to Gainey on the bubble screen, trying to use a block for Moding. Does a stiff arm, doesn't get much. maybe to the 15. Douglas looks like they're ready for that bubble. Be a gain of 4 on the play, 2nd and 6 on the completion there to C.J. Gainey. Well, they actually gave him the 13. I didn't think he got that far. So gain of 6. It'll be 2nd and 4 for the Tigers. Slot right, one receiver left, and rolling out is McNeil. He's got some pressure, still running, still rolling. Will throw short, the pass complete at the 10. Gainey, I believe, came back for the ball, and he'll work his way forward. Inside the 5, it'll be 1st and goal for the Huron Tigers. And that's a good job by C.J. Gainey when the quarterback's rolling out with pressure on him. You got to come back to the ball. He did, and then he got some extra yardage after the fact. All the way down to the 4. That's a gain of 9. 1st and goal for Huron from the 3-yard line. Huron threatening again. Up 14-7, looking to add on more. Receivers left and right. And the handoff up the middle. Caudell, tough yards. I don't think he got there. It'll be 2nd and goal from the 1. So 2nd and goal for Huron as they try to punch in another one here as we get to the middle point of the second quarter. Huron up 14-7 and looking to add on. 2nd and goal from the 1-yard line. Receivers left and right. And again, the handoff up the middle and going to be stopped. A good play diving in there that time. Taylen Rice for Douglas, and he caught Caudell at the ankles. No gain on the play. It'll be 3rd and goal. Douglas has taken a lot of chances with the linebackers, just shooting them in there, and they've had some success with it. 3rd and goal. We'll call it the 2-yard line. Maybe lost a half yard on the play. 3rd and goal. And McNeil going to keep it himself. He'll waltz into the end zone. They faked it to Caudell that time, and he had two guys leading the way and nobody to block. McNeil gets the touchdown. Huron goes up 13 with the extra point coming on the touchdown run by McNeil. 5:14 to go in the first half. Now 20-7 Huron, and Kleinsasser to boot the extra point. Kick is up. It's blocked. Now Douglas thinks they can run it out of the end zone. They can't. So the kick blocked. And the score remains here on 20, Douglas 7. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Kickoff is on at Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. This is a once-a-year opportunity for savings like these. New Buick Encore GX, now $28,941, save over $2,200. Get a powerful Chevy 1500 Crew Cab, now $49,518, save over $6,375. Drive home a new GMC 1500 Crew Cab, now $48,25, save $5,250. Hurry, the clock is ticking. It's the 2023 model year-end kickoff at the new Olympic Chevrolet Buick GMC in Huron. New name, same great service.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Huron Tigers move ahead 20-7, now taking advantage of some of these scoring opportunities. Of course, that second touchdown came on the long run by Cashton Caudell. Gavin Moding with two interceptions. That second one results in points for the Tigers as they drive it down the field and score on the McNeil run. So Kleinsasser on to kick the ball for the Huron Tigers. Back deep to receive for Douglas is Coper. Can't quite see the other number for the return man for the Patriots. Kleinsasser will kick it end over end and will be fielded at about the 12-yard line. Coming out the middle of the field, and a nice open field tackle at the 21 on special teams by the Tigers. That was Bubba Peterson on the stop. And Douglas will have the ball, 1st and 10 at their own 26-yard line. Here on 20, Douglas 7, 5:07 to go in the first half. Each team's had a long touchdown. Huron starting to come away with a little more with a little better luck there as they drive the ball. Douglas was one player short. Now Coper is in, and he'll take the handoff. He was the last guy in the huddle. He's going to be caught behind the line and dropped for a loss as Connor Johnson came through, and he was unblocked, it looked like. Be a loss on the play. It'll be second and long. They'll put the ball back at the 20. Loss of 6. And second down and 16 for Douglas back at their own 20. Receiver does go slot right, receiver left. Second down and 16. And back to pass is Russell. He'll throw. It's complete near sideline to Coper. He'll be knocked out of bounds at about the 27, 28-yard line. Caudell and Moding on the stop for Huron. And that will set up third down and 9. They got the lost yardage back and one more yard, so a gain of 7. Third and 9 for Douglas at their own 27-yard line. Now the officials are having some sort of discussion. What's this all about? Now is there a penalty? Oh, there's a penalty marker on the far side of the field. When did that come out? Huron's backing up. I will say the penalty markers have come from the official on the Huron sideline, and they're going to walk off. Yeah, it's going to be a penalty against Huron, and it will be a 5-yard penalty, but not sure what the actual call is here. Oh, is another sideline infraction on Huron. This time it cost him 5 yards. They had the warning. Now it cost him 5 yards. So now it's 3rd and 3 for Douglas. And high snap, and we're going to have a whistle. And I think one of the Huron linemen perhaps took off too early. So back-to-back penalties will give Douglas a 1st and 10. Fifth penalty for 30 yards against Huron, and Douglas has their second first down of the first half. 1st and 10 for the Patriots at the 37-yard line. 1st and 10 for Douglas. That time penalties kept this drive alive for the Patriots. They have the pistol eye and breakdown in the backfield, and just keeping the ball is Russell, and he'll be tackled for a loss. He went left, and the backs went right, so a mix-up there on the play. I believe Chumley got in on the stop, but he had plenty of help for Brian Ramirez for the Tigers. Loss of 4 on the play. It'll be 2nd and 14. And that was just a flat-out busted play as Russell turned one way, and the backs were going the other way. 2nd and 14, the ball back at the 34-yard line. Trips right, one receiver left, a wing to the right. Empty backfield, Russell coming to the right. Looking, throws over the middle, incomplete. Moding had the defense that time on Woods. Huron did have pressure as Fenske and Johnson were chasing Russell. Incomplete, it'll be 3rd and 14 for Douglas back at the 34-yard line. 2:51 to go, first half. Here on 20, Douglas 7, as it is starting to get dark here in Box Elder. 3rd and 14, back at the 34-yard line. Slots right, slots left. Here comes the blitz. Caudell, Russell gets away from him, but not the next wave. It'll be the 3rd sack of the first half for Huron. This time, Bubba Peterson. Caudell came in untouched. Russell spun away from him, but Bubba was right there to finish it off. 3rd sack of the first half for Huron. That will spot the ball all the way back to the 27-yard line. Loss of 6 on the play, and Douglas will punt to the Huron Tigers. And you have Moding and I believe Ganey back deep to receive the punt from Douglas. Snap is there. Huron not even coming after it. Nice kick, nice high kick, and Ganey bobbles it, buffed it, and who's on it? I think Moding maybe snuck in there. It bounced right off of Ganey's chest and went upfield maybe 5 or 6 yards. Huron very fortunate as Moding able to dart in there and get on top of it. And Huron will have the ball, and again, decent field position, 2:08 to go in the first half, leading by 13. First and 10, the Huron will have it at their own 43-yard line. They have two timeouts to work with here. They would like to punch another one in the end zone. And straight up the middle, Caudill plows forward up to the 47-yard line, gain of four. It'll be second down and six. Kent on the stop defensively for Douglas. Huron gets right to the ball, and Douglas takes a timeout as they weren't ready defensively. Huron was going no huddle. Minute 54 to go in the first half. Huron 20, Douglas 7. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
With Blaine Anderson of Farmers Union Insurance. Auto, home, farm, life, and business. Become a satisfied policyholder with Farmers Union Insurance. Farmers Union Insurance, Blaine Anderson, 1835 Arizona Avenue, Southwest in Huron.
Looking for personalized apparel such as t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, hoodies, jackets? PB Sports, of course. How about signs, logos, and vinyl graphics at Pop? PB Sports, of course. Proud sponsor of the Tigers, PB Sports, downtown Huron.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
Douglas uses a timeout. They have one left. Actually, Huron is all three. I thought Huron had used a timeout, but evidently that was a Douglas timeout. Second down and six, and McNeil will throw over the middle. Gainey has it up to the Douglas 40. First down Huron. Deep slant there from McNeil to a Gainey. That'll be the seventh first down of the first half, all the way up to the 40-yard line. That's a gain of 13. Huron quickly up to the line, first and 10 at the 40. And again, pass McNeil, throws short, the pass complete. And I believe that's Peterson. He slipped trying to make his cut, still gets about 8 yards on the play. It'll be second and short for Huron inside the 35 up to the 33, gain of 7. Clock runs with a minute 25 to go in the first half. Second down and 2 for Huron in the hurry up. McNeil looking left. Now he's going to roll out as he's being pursued. Going to throw long as a man. Wide open touchdown. A little extra shove there at the end. That was Gavin Moding, I believe, as I'm trying to look through the frosted window here to make sure that is Moding. And Huron scores on a 32-yard touchdown to Moding. And Huron goes up 26-7 with the extra point pending. Kleinsasser to kick the extra point. He's 2-3 here in the first half. Snap is down. The kick is up. The kick is good. Here on 27, Douglas 7 with a minute 12 to go in the first half. Timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
The scoreboard on 3rd Street in downtown Huron. Check out their menu at their website, www.scoreboardhuron.com. The scoreboard, 3rd Street, downtown Huron.
Ensure that essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in South Dakota. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the SDHSAA and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Tiger 95 and 1340 KIJV.
Minute 12 to go in the first half. Huron has increased the lead to 27-7. Gavin Moding having a nice first half as he makes his second touchdown catch, or his first touchdown catch, and he also has two interceptions here defensively as Kleinsasser will kick the ball away. Line drive, going to bounce inside the 10 and picked up there by Coper. He's coming off to the near side, 25, 30, and going to be shoved out of bounds by Cashton Caudill. First and 10 for Douglas. They'll be about the 31-yard line. They have one timeout remaining, a minute 5 to go. See if they want to try and get something going here or just go into halftime and talk about it. 27-7. Huron has opened up the lead here right before half. Beneficiary good field position most of the first half. Two receivers left, one right. Shotgun, empty backfield. Now Coper in motion. And Russell going to roll to the left. He's under pressure. He'll throw, and the pass is incomplete. Did have a man open there on the far sideline, but the pass was short. Hunter Fenske was coming in. Looked like he was unblocked coming off that left side. Oh, looks like Douglas wants to try and get something going here, but now they have second and 10 from their own 31. Again, Huron has all three timeouts left, according to the scoreboard. So right now this is working into Huron's favor. Second and 10 from the 31 for Douglas. Huron would like to score, obviously, before the end of the half, but Douglas right now has the ball. Two receivers left. Here comes Coper in motion. He'll take the flip. He's looking to throw, I think. Still looking. Now he's just going to take it up ahead, and we'll get about 3 or 4 yards here. I might use a timeout here. Tackle made on that far sideline by a couple of different Huron Tigers. I think Caudell was over there for Huron. Again, I'm having a hard time identifying the numbers for sure. Gain of 2 on the play for Coper. And Huron does use a timeout. It'll be 3rd and 8 for Douglas at the 33. Timeout Huron, timeout 30 on Dakota Sports.
Provider of innovative solutions in plant protection, plant nutrition, and field technology. They offer premier products and one-on-one relationships with local field experts to help their customers grow. Wilbur Ellis is committed to bringing you and your operation new and innovative ideas. Contact your local Wilbur Ellis specialist today to find out how to maximize your return on investment. Wilbur Ellis wishes all area high school athletes the best of luck this season.
Dakota Sports, KIJV, 1340 AM and 95.3 FM.
50 seconds to go in the first half. 3rd and 8 for Douglas at their own 33-yard line. They'll go empty backfield. Russell in the shotgun. Long count. Now here comes motion from the far side. And roll out to the right. Russell looking. He'll throw short in the pass. In and out of the hands. Nearly intercepted. Jumping the pass route that time was Ethan Olson. He had a chance at the pick but didn't knock it away. Incomplete. Fourth down. And Huron will get the ball back with 2 timeouts left. 46 seconds to go. In his Moding and Ganey back deep to receive the punt from a Coper. Huron leads 27-7, scoring 20 points unanswered here in the second quarter. Huron trying to get enough guys out on the field. Now Caudell came out, now he comes back off the field. Hopefully we got 11 and not more. Now the Douglas punter is counting, and now we have a whistle, and that will be delay a game on Douglas. And they were waiting for Huron to get lined up there. Second penalty, 20 yards against Douglas. That'll make it 4th and 13 for the Patriots at the 29. See if Huron comes after it. They haven't been coming after punts so far. Yep, they are coming after it. And they do throw the fake punt, and the pass is complete to Coper. And he has the first down, and he's got the right sideline. He's got some room. Finally brought down at about the 36-yard line of Huron by Peterson. Again, Huron had an opportunity to knock the ball away and didn't, and that's a big play for Douglas as they'll get it all the way into Huron territory to the 35-yard line. And that'll be a 1st and 10 for Douglas. 1st and 10, Douglas, 37 seconds left, and now they have 1 timeout left. Just trying to do some mental arithmetic how far that was. I think that was 37 yards on the completion on the fake punt. Risky play there. But now Douglas has a chance here. Bring a man in motion. Roll out to the left. Here comes pressure. Throw that far sideline, and it is incomplete, I believe. Fisher was the intended receiver. C.J. Ganey was there, too. They both took a big leap at it. And I just couldn't tell if anybody came up. It was a little dark in that corner of the end zone. And again, I'm looking through these frosted windows as well. We're coming up on 8 o'clock. This is KIJV, AM-FM Huron, 2nd and 10 Douglas from the Huron 35-yard line down to 30 seconds to go. Boy, Huron thought they were going to get the ball back, but Douglas pulls in a little Goes into the bag of tricks. Here comes the blitz by Huron. Picked up. Now rolling out. Russell gets away. Now he's just going to throw it off his back foot and throw it out of bounds. Man was open there, but Russell was running for his life as Huron came with a full-out blitz. Be third and 10 for Douglas at the 35-yard line, down to 24 seconds to go in the first half. Third and 10 from the 35-yard line for the Douglas Patriots. Trying to push one in here before halftime. They trail by 20. We'll go trips right and a wing to the right. One receiver left. Roll out to the right. Looking back left. The throw is in and out of the hands. Leyendecker actually had a bead on it. I don't think the Douglas receiver ever really looked back on the play. And Logan, I think he thought he was going to get a pick out of it. Then Coper kind of cut in front of him, and it bounced off both of them. Incomplete. Fourth and 10 from the 35 for Douglas with 25 or 19 seconds to go here in the first half. Well, Aaron's been doing a lot of different things here defensively, a lot of blitzing. Ethan Olsen's been playing linebacker this possession, I noticed, as well. So fourth and 10, empty backfield. Here comes motion to the far side. Roll it out. Here comes the rush. And Colby Hofer gets his second sack of the first half. That never had a chance for Douglas as he slides and will be brought down at the 40-yard line. Four sacks here in the first half for Huron, and that is the second for Colby Hofer. And Huron will have it first and 10 with 15 seconds to go. See if Strahan wants to gamble here and try to get it downfield. You do have timeouts left, so he can use the whole field. Huron's going to have it first and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Two receivers left, one right. McNeil in the shotgun on the first and 10. McNeil straight drop, trying to get that screen in the middle. They get it to Caudill. 45, 50, comes to the left hash into Douglas territory up to the 39. Did I see a penalty marker come out? I did, up the middle of the field. This might be the old ineligible downfield. Caudill got it all the way down to the Douglas 39-yard line. That was a gain of 20, but this is going to come back. And where the penalty came out, my guess is it was illegal man downfield. Time for one more play in the half, any way you look at it. Now the officials are having a conference there in the middle of the field. This can't be that hard to figure out. And Huron continues to back up. Yep, ineligible downfield is the call against Huron. I believe that should be a 5-yarder. That's what we learned from the Sturgis game. Sixth penalty, 35 yards against Huron, basically with 5 seconds. Time for one more play for Huron. Huron does show the shotgun. See if you just try to get a Hail Mary and see if something will click. No handoff up the middle. Caudill, he breaks loose. He's got the 45, trying to get a block. He's up to the 50, stays in bounds, bowls the guy forward, still on his feet. Finally brought down at the 34. A big run for Caudill, but that will take us to halftime. 29 yards on the carry for Cashton Caudill, but at the half, it's Huron 27, Douglas 7. We'll take a timeout of 2 minutes back here to Box Elder. 2 minutes on Dakota Sports.
Bettering yourself or pursuing a degree? Huron Community Campus offers in-person classes at just $40 per credit hour plus fees. HCC offers courses through Northern State University, offering quality education at an exceptional value. To learn more, call Huron Community Campus at 605-353-8518. That's 605-353-8518.
With nearly 130 stores in 12 states, Slumberland has the buying power to bring you the best values from the nation's top furniture brands. Slumberland is America's number one dealer for Lazy Boy furniture. Slumberland is also the Midwest's largest retailer for Sealy, Simmons, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic mattresses. Slumberland of Huron is completely locally owned and operated. Our staff, including sales and delivery, is made up entirely of your neighbors in Huron. So for the best brands at the best prices, along with truly local service, turn to Slumberland Furniture of Huron.
Are you ready for a new era in orthopedic care? HRMC introduces Dr. Kevin Hofer, a proud Huron native, bringing revolutionary orthopedic care to our community. Dr. Hofer offers expertise in robotic-assisted surgery for less pain and a faster recovery. Superior orthopedic care is available locally. Join us in welcoming Dr. Hofer and embracing the future of orthopedics. HRMC, the right care is right here.
Ice cream, you scream, we all scream for ice cream. Dairy Queen's ice cream, of course. Get your favorite cool treats at Dairy Queen of Huron. Get a chocolate dipped cone, a dilly bar, hot fudge sundae, or their famous DQ blizzard. And for parties, anniversaries, or any occasion, order a DQ cake or a DQ blizzard cake. Dairy Queen of Huron is open every day of the week. Drive up, carry out, or dine in. Dairy Queen of Huron. Hot eats and cool treats.